You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Christian Eriksen to score and Spurs to win was 11-8. That's been enhanced to 6-4. And Troy Deeney, who's in good goal-scoring form at the moment, for him to score and Watford to win, that was 20-1. It's now 33-1. Derek, Spurs kept their slim title hopes alive, scoring three times in the final few minutes against Swansea to win midweek. Watford have won two in a row without conceding now as well. And I got Watford badly wrong, Derek, because every time I watched them, I was convinced they were going to be in a relegation struggle. But maybe I underestimated how many bad sides there are down at the bottom of the table, Derek.
I think that must be the reason, because they're in 10th place, Watford, and that's just that. They're in the top half of the table. That sentence alone tells you how bad this Premier League is. The fact that Chelsea are 7 points clear at the top is fact, no, exhibit B, because, you know, we've seen in the last few weeks that they are far from being an outstanding team. Tottenham are certainties here. Yeah, a couple of seasons ago, you'd have seen Tottenham at these kind of prices, what, 2-7, 1-4. You wouldn't touch it with a barge pole, but it's a formality, this, because Watford have done it now, haven't they? I mean, the two matches you mentioned they've won, well, they've beaten Sunderland, who everybody beat, and they beat West Brom, who we suggested a couple of weeks ago might be on the beach. Well, Watford will be on the beach this week. In fact, Walter Mazzarri will probably turn up in his Speedos, because it's, you know, they've done all the hard work. They're in 10th, nothing to play for. They're going to Tottenham, where every team loses now. Tottenham got an unbelievable home record. And, if you know, I'll tell you what, all Spurs have to do to keep the pressure really up on Chelsea is fix their away form. And I know several Malaysian businessmen willing to do that for them. I think Tottenham are still in with a real chance, you know, 7 points behind Chelsea. But Chelsea are catchable, believe me. This title race is not over yet. Tottenham will win this, absolute certainty. And they'll probably win it to nil, because Watford's record of scoring goals away from home is absolutely diabolical. I think they failed to score in five of their last seven Premier League away games, and they haven't kept a clean sheet in any of their last nine on the road. So there's two stats for you that makes you think Tottenham are going to win to nil. It's just a nailed on victory, this.
Shade of odds on, by the way. Tottenham to win to nil, 10-11 here with William Hill. Derek mentioned Spurs' home record, Tom, is exceptional. Unbeaten in 15 successive league home games now, winning 13 of those and drawing two. That's their best run in the league since back in May 2011. They've only got four home games remaining this season, and only 13 teams in the history of the Premier League have gone a season unbeaten at home. Chelsea, the last team to do that back in 2014-2015. Is this a formality for Spurs here, Tom?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, the only thing I disagree with Derek on there is the fact that I think the title race is over. I mean, Tottenham might close that gap at some stage, and I've been really, really impressed with Tottenham's response, you know, mainly to losing Harry Kane, because, you know, he is the main source of goals. He is the, you know, such a key player for them up front, it goes without saying. But, you know, other players have stepped up, none more so than Heung-min Son, who I've backed a number of times this season anytime. Surprisingly, I've never put him up as a nap, or rarely have done. So, you know, I might have to change that today. But he is a player who has got sort of five goals in his last four matches as well. So, you know, he's been scoring goals. Crucial one, of course, against Swansea. And that result at Swansea was absolutely massive. I mean, you know, there aren't many teams in the Premier League I'd back, you know, 88 minutes gone to get a result from the game, never mind win the match. And Tottenham probably are one of those few teams. They're resilient, they're strong. I just wonder whether Tottenham's place in history, this current Tottenham team, might be, you know, the kind of almost team. We might look back at this side in sort of 6, 7, 8 years and think, yeah, they were, you know, they're a really good team, but ultimately, did they ever cross the line? And that might just be the problem for them. It will be the problem for them this season. It's too big a gap to surmount, but this is a game, and the next couple of matches are games you would expect to win before, of course, they go to before they play Chelsea in the FA Cup, and then they've got a potentially couple of trickier away matches. But this should be an absolute formality for Tottenham, and they'll win comfortably. And I looked at Watford, and their results after they win a game tend to be not very good. You know, they're a streaky side, and they seem to get results when they're under pressure. And every now and then they surprise us, but generally their form is poor, and Tottenham's is way too strong at home. So, yeah, Tottenham will win. They won't concede, and I'm going to back Heung-min Son here in a Tottenham win any time at 17-20.
He's 4-5 now, Heung-min Son, to score any time. That's a complete difference from what we saw earlier on in the season. I know there's no Harry Kane here, but they've cottoned on, haven't they, the compilers now?
Yeah, they have. And, you know, as I say, he's somebody who's kind of, you know, everyone talks about when Harry Kane was injured earlier on this season, it was time for Vincent Janssen to step up. But Hyunmin Son, who's kind of one of those players, he can play in obviously a number of positions, but he's pretty clinical in front of goal. And, you know, he certainly proved that the other night. So I think if I'm looking at any goal scorer, that's where my money would be going. Also, set pieces. Watford have had a tendency of conceding quite a few this season. So might be time for one of the men from the back to cause a few problems for Watford as well.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.